Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Have you not sometimes seen a handkerchief spotted with strawberries in your wife's hand?
We should be wooed, and we're not made to woo.
I am thy father's spirit, doomed for a certain term to walk the night.
And I'm Jamie Floyd, in for Ryan Lehrer on WNYC. And you just heard some clips of high school students performing Shakespeare. And they're all from Shakespeare High. That's the new documentary, which premieres Sunday at the Tribeca Film Festival. It follows a group of high school students as they prepare for a Shakespeare festival and competition in Southern California. And competition is no small part of the event. Some very big names have come out of that festival. Val Kilmer, Cuba Gooding Jr., Sally Field, Christina Applegate, and my next guest, actor Kevin Spacey. Students from all different backgrounds show their passion and innovation when introduced to Shakespeare, and Kevin Spacey has been showing his passion as an advocate for the National Endowment for the Arts in the face of major budget cuts from Congress. Joining me now to talk about the film Shakespeare High and his work advocating for more arts funding from Congress is two-time Academy Award-winning actor Kevin Spacey. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me, Jamie.
So give our listeners some more background about the Drama Teachers Association of Southern California Shakespeare Festival and Competition. I know it's a mouthful, but it's very important because the students in the film are so, so passionate about it. And I know it's not a coincidence because you and so many other celebrated performers have come out of it.
Well, it's a remarkable program that has been going on now. We filmed for this documentary the 90th annual Shakespeare Festival. And it occurs on Shakespeare's birthday every year, and it is an opportunity for young, not just actors in the drama departments of about, I think, some 82 or so schools from throughout Southern California, to participate in, to explore, to learn about the language, about the power, about the ideas of perhaps our greatest writer, William Shakespeare, but also for kids from kind of all walks of life. I mean, I think that's the thing about this documentary that it really does highlight is that many of these kids that we follow, and we follow three drama groups from three different high schools in Southern California, including my alma mater, which was Chatsworth High, mm-hmm. which is where Val Kilmer and Mayor Winningham and I all attended high school at the same time. And it is sort of remarkable to see how, despite that in many of the cases of these kids who come from very difficult economic backgrounds, very difficult circumstances, in some cases quite remarkable circumstances, are finding a way to use the poetry and the beauty of Shakespeare to find a sense of themselves, a sense of collaboration, a sense of community, and really feeling like they can belong to something and with something. I think Maya Angelou said it kind of brilliantly when she gave the Nancy Hanks lecture about arts funding many years ago, which was that we want kids to join street theater so they don't join street gang. Mm.
Here's another clip from the film, and it really shows what Shakespeare means from some of these students, in particular, some of those coming from very, very hard lives outside of school.
I was a drug dealer in 10th grade. I was throwing out drugs everywhere, you know? I got caught. No, actually, I got snitched out. I got tired of it, you know? Walking down the street, starting beef with people, every day watching your back, who's behind you, who's in front of you. Is that car slowing down? Is it? I'm ready to run or something, you know? It's tiring.
There's almost, Kevin Spacey, a Shakespearean theme to what he's saying there, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it might be difficult for people who don't live in sort of large urban areas of the country to understand what that might be like to, you know, be in a sort of gang and then want to get out of it and want to start a life for yourself. that is more potent and more hopeful and has a better sense of having a productive future. And I think it's one of the things that you know, we've been talking about over the last number of weeks in terms of funding for the National Endowment. You know, this isn't about a bunch of kids who want to go on and be actors. Some of them do, and I don't think you'll ever be able to stop the kids who want to go into the arts from going into the arts. I think that's just something that if somebody absolutely has to do it, they will. It's about what these kind of programs can do for young kids in terms of their own self-esteem, in learning about themselves and how they value themselves. And to be able to use language, to use drama, to use poetry, to use music, to use art, all of these elements that can be introduced into a young person's life that can truly change them. And I speak from experience. You know, I'm a kid who was involved in programs from the time I was 11 until I was 19 years old. And one in particular that I've talked about that I'll never forget was going to a workshop when I was 13 years old that was being run by a great two-time Academy Award winner named Jack Lemmon, and having to do a scene from a play. And after I did the scene, I was quite, you know, young, and I was nervous, and I didn't have a lot of confidence. And Mr. Lemmon sort of saw something in me that even I hadn't recognized, and put his hand on my shoulder and said that what I had just done was terrific and I should think about going to New York and studying to be an actor and make a career. I was a born actor. And, you know, those kind of words of encouragement at exactly the right moment for a young person can be life-changing. And it certainly was for me. And I know it has been for countless numbers of kids across this country who have the opportunity to be introduced to the arts through these kinds of programs. So one of the reasons we were fighting for this is because it does affect so many young kids' lives. And I think it is hugely important that we recognize that arts and culture are a really important part of our lives and not a luxury item, as they often are termed by those who don't believe that the government should have a role in supporting arts.
My guest is Kevin Spacey. He's the executive producer of the documentary Shakespeare High, which premieres at 9 p.m. on Sunday at the theater at the School of Visual Arts on West 23rd Street. And I only have a few more minutes with you, Kevin Spacey, but I do want to speak very specifically about the National Endowment for the Arts. Its $167 million budget came up against some major funding cuts in Congress, and you traveled all the way to Washington to advocate against it. But the pending government shutdown came at the time that came right when you were getting ready to testify before Congress. And, you know, people will listen and they'll say, well, that seems like such a small amount of funding. Talk to folks about how critical this is. You know, the individual child, but also we're talking about arts education in the schools, arts education across the board, as you say, not valued when people who aren't affected directly by it, as you said you were as a young man, don't think about it in those precise terms.
Well, I think that people have to understand that the 167 that we were fighting for, and by the way, we did get $155 million into the budget that the president signed a few weeks ago for 2011, but there, of course, will be a continuing effort to keep that money going or increase it for 2012 as these arguments continue. But what that money does is it generates state matching funding, so it actually ends up being closer to $1 billion. That then supports arts culture throughout the United States for the term of a budget, and you have to. I mean, the funny thing about Washington that you know you learn is that you know you look at that, and there have been lots of studies about what does that investment return. Because obviously, if you're going to run a business, and I'm not saying that they do run the government as a business, but if you were running the government as a business, you'd want to see what your investment has a return on. And what these studies have shown is that there's about a $29 billion return on that $1 billion investment into the local and state coffers of governments throughout the United States and of each state. And I think that's an extraordinarily a positive sign that amount of money that goes into the arts, and that the arts are such an economic engine for the United States, that Broadway is the single largest tourist attraction, a money-making tourist attraction in the U.S. A lot of people don't know that, for example. So there is a economic argument to make, as well as what it does in terms of helping us as a nation. John Kennedy said that the nation that turns its back on arts is the nation that will suffer, having nothing to look back to with pride and nothing to look forward to with hope. And I think that there is a good argument for why there should be a governmental role, because it is an important part of our lives.
Well, thank you very, very much, Kevin Spacey, not only for your time today, but for the wonderful film documentary Shakespeare High. It premieres 9 p.m. on Sunday at the Theater at the School of Visual Arts on West 23rd, and for your fight for the National Endowment for the Arts. I'm Jamie Floyd, in for Brian Lehrer. Brian will be back on Monday on WNYC.